Adventures in Research.
What in tarnation do you make of that, Lynn?
I don't know, Pard. Queerest looking mountain I ever seen before.
White.
Ghost-like.
This is Paul Shannon introducing another in the series of programs dealing with the thrilling adventures to be found in the field of scientific research, as told by the men of science themselves. Today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories, is a strange one indeed. The discovery of Tooth Powder Mountain. Perhaps that name, Tooth Powder Mountain, sounds a little odd to you, and certainly America can lay claim to having, among its many curiosities and freaks of nature, one of the strangest mountains in the world. But let's start at the beginning, back in the not too long ago, when a couple of prospectors looking for gold wearily plodded their way across the Nevada desert land.
Hey, Dave, it's getting late. Reckon we better bed down for the night?
Yep. Reckon so, Lem. These burrs are plumb tuckered out. Whoa, Daisy. Whoa, Ben.
Reckon this would be as good place as any. Kind of breezy, you might, but then I...
Hold on, Lem. What's that up ahead there?
Well, can't see anything, Dave.
Straight on ahead. That kind of hill. Might be we'd find some shelter there for the night.
Say, that's right. Funny, I hadn't noticed it. That's a pretty big hill, I'd say, Dave. You notice anything funny about it? Anything peculiar like?
Ain't hunting for ghosts, are you, Lem? Looks kind of shiny at that.
Sure does. Maybe it's a mirage. You reckon?
Ain't no mirages this time of night, Lem. It'll be dark any minute now, so let's head for the hill.
Okay, Dave. Sure is peculiar looking, that hill. Well, get up, Daisy. Get up, Ed. Come on, get along there.
Whoa there, Daisy. Bess. Well, Pard, here's the hill I saw back there a ways, and it's real.
Sure is. Wonder how come it shines that away.
Reflection of the moonlight, I reckon. Well, I ain't going to worry about it. I'm tired and hungry. So let's get a fire going and rustle up some grub. Whoa, stand still there, Dave.
Well, I'll get a fire going while you unload the burrs, Dave. This where you're going to bed down?
Yep. Right here in this nice deep shadow. Should be the best night's sleep we've had for quite a spell. Whoa, stand still there, Bess, you fool burr, you. Or by thunder, I'll leave them picks and shovels on your back all night. Hurry up with that fire, Lem. I'm starved.
Hey, wake up, Dave. You gonna sleep all day? Wake up!
Oh, sun up already.
You sure can sleep, partner. Just like a baby. I got breakfast gone.
Hey, Lem, what about this hill here?
Hill, did you say? That's a regular mountain.
No wonder it was so shiny in the moonlight. Just look at it. White as all get out. I gotta do some prospecting here.
I've done some already, Dave. Get hold of some of that stuff and tell me what you think it is.
Why, it's soft and crumbly-like, almost like a powder. Pretty, too, when you crumble it between your fingers. You know, partner, I reckon this stuff would make a right smart cleaner.
A cleaner? For what?
Just a minute, and I'll tell you. I'm going to try it on my teeth. Yep, feels good.
What are you trying to say, Dave? That blammer, take your finger out of your mouth first.
I said it feels good. That stuff makes a right smart tooth cleaner.
Wonder if it'd clean the pans as well.
A good idea, Lem. Let's try it. Here, get a hold of a pan yourself and try it. There, Lem, I ask you, did these pots and pans ever look as bright and shiny as they do now?
Nope, not even when they was new, Dave.
Then, by hooky, we didn't discover any gold, but here's something that's just as good. A whole mountain full of tooth powder. And we found it.
Seems to me that'd be a good name for it. The Mountain of Tooth Powder.
We'll mark this spot, Lem, so we'll be able to find it again.
Okay, Dave. And suppose we load up a little of this stuff and take back to town with us next time we're in. Otherwise, won't nobody believe us when we tell them about it.
I wouldn't have believed it myself if I hadn't seen it. Who'd ever think there was such a thing in this country as Tooth Powder Mountain?
Wonder what this stuff is. You got any idea, Dave?
Nope, I ain't. But whatever it is, it sure does a job of cleaning. And we got the whole mountain of it.
Lem and Dave told and retold the story of Tooth Powder Mountain. But mostly their audiences were, to say the least, skeptical about the whole thing.
Oh, gee. Are you sure you weren't just seeing things, Dave? Well, they say a fella gets that way after being out in the desert for a while. You better slow down a bit. And what do you think it was made of, says he? The whole mountain was made of tooth powder.
Blame fools, every one of them. Seeing things, he says. Me that was prospecting round these parts before he was weaned.
There, take it easy, partner. No use getting all head up about it. Come to think about it, it is a mighty tough story to swallow at that.
Ain't it, though? If I didn't know it was all true, I wouldn't believe it myself. But you wait and see, Lem. The day will come when somebody will find a use for that mountain of tooth powder, soon as they find out what it is.
It took quite a few years for that prediction to come true, but it did. The news about this unique mountain spread. Its fame grew, as did the list of questions about it.
What is this mountain?
When was it made?
Why is it so curious in nature?
Science, ever on the alert to gain new knowledge, to delve into the mysteries of the past and bring them to light that we might better evaluate its meaning, supplied the answers to these questions.
Come in. You're the gentleman from the paper?
That's right, Dr. White. I understand you've been doing some research on this so-called Tooth Powder Mountain in Nevada.
Oh, that's correct. We've made a thorough investigation of it. And now I suppose you want to know what we've discovered.
Yes, I would. And so would a great many people who are interested in such a curiosity. They want to know what it is and where it came from. And what good is it?
Well, the answers are easily supplied. Though I warn you, they may sound rather incredible. Of course, you don't have to believe them, but they're based upon our knowledge of life through the various ages.
I'll accept that, Dr. White. I know that you scientists have dug up a terrific amount of data along those lines. First, what's this tooth powder mountain made of?
Well, it was made by living creatures.
Living creatures?
In fact, the whole mountain is made up entirely of the skeletons of these creatures, which were minute organisms living at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, but, Doctor, just a minute. This mountain isn't at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, it was once. In fact, Tooth Powder Mountain was once at the bottom of an ocean which covered the plains of Nevada. When the ocean, for various geological reasons, disappeared, the mountain remained, a mountain of marine skeletons.
I understand what you meant now when you said the answers to the questions are rather incredible. But you said these were living creatures.
Well, they were living then, when the plains of Nevada were at the bottom of the ocean. These creatures, known to science as diatoms, are incredibly tiny and multiply with great rapidity. However, they live very short lives, and thus when their short span of life was up, their skeletons sank to the ocean's bed to pile up there.
Yes, I see the picture now. And these diatoms just piled up one on top of another until they made a mountain.
Exactly. And that went on year after year for heaven knows how many centuries.
It would have to take centuries to make such a pile as that. How small did you say they were, Doctor?
Oh, they're extremely minute. It would require about 200 of them lined up to cover an inch. Moreover, even though they live individual lives, these diatoms are most often found in clusters, in colonies, or living in chains.
Which accounts for the piling up of such a mountain as this tooth powder affair. Mm-hmm. Well, then, these tiny creatures belong to a bygone day, Doctor? Is that the story?
Oh, by no means. Diatoms are not to be thought of as organisms that once lived and no longer exist today.
Well, how do you mean? I don't quite see what you mean.
I mean that diatoms are to be found everywhere that water is found.
Oh, then they're still in existence today.
They existed yesterday, are existing today, and will be tomorrow. And they're still multiplying, still dying, and their skeletons are still sinking to ocean beds.
Well, now, that's a story worth telling, Doctor. Now all that remains is to know what uses can be made of this mountain. What's it good for?
Why don't you go on out there, young man, and see for yourself?
Good idea. I think I will. So this is the celebrated Tooth Powder Mountain, eh? It's quite a hill, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we've been whittling it down bit by bit for a long time now. But, as you say, it's still quite a hill.
Mr. Yates, as superintendent in charge of all these mining operations here, I guess you're the man who can give me the answer to a question about this mountain.
Well, I'll try. I've been in this job for quite a spell. Well, what's your question?
Well, I know the history of Tooth Powder Mountain, how it was discovered by a couple of gold prospectors and all that.
Yes.
And I know the scientific angle, what the mountain is made of and how it came about. Now I want to know, what's this stuff used for? What good is it?
You mean, what isn't it used for? Man, I could give you a list of uses a mile long and still not count them all.
You mean to say this stuff is that valuable?
It sure is. Those old prospectors discovered that it had cleaning properties way back. Well, it still has. Of course, today it's dug out, sent to the refinery, and is ground to a fine powder. Sterilized and all that.
Well, what do you know? Then what?
Then it's used as a base for a great many preparations. Shoe blackening for one, white cleaners, nail polishes, and all scores of other similar items.
It started out as a cleaner and is still in the cleaning business, eh?
Yes, that's right. To date, we've taken out millions upon millions of pounds from the mountain, but as you can see, it hasn't made much of a dent so far.
It's amazing. From where I stand, I'd say you've got billions of pounds to go yet.
Yes, we sure have. Each year, more millions of pounds are dug out of the mountain, and each year finds new uses for it. Uses that reach into everyone's life, in some way or other.
These scientists never give up once they get hold of a problem, or a substance they can use for something or other. And having found one use, they go ahead and discover a million other uses.
Yes, don't they, though? And we all benefit from their work.
You bet. One more question, Mr. Yates.
Yes?
I guess this substance is pretty rare, all right, and there's plenty of it right here.
Yes?
But what do you do when the mountain gives out?
Well, we start digging below the ground. Scientists have been all over this Tooth Powder Mountain, checking, experimenting, and they tell us that the base of this mountain lies many feet below the level of the earth. At least, that's the way they have it estimated.
Well, they should know. So when you get through on top, you start digging below.
Right.
Okay, then what?
Well, the rest of the story we leave to the scientists. By that time, they'll have a substitute. Or maybe they'll have found a way to create the substance themselves, artificially.
Maybe, who knows? Well, thanks, Mr. Yates. I guess that gives me the answers about Tooth Powder Mountain. Sure is one of nature's curiosities if I ever saw one.
And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Be sure to join us again next week for another interesting story by Dr. Thomas on Adventures in Research.